Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. This is the 337th episode. Probably not in a row, but it is episode 337. I'm, of course, TJ Mike, and returning for a second time in a row is Mr. Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yo.
I kind of forgot, and I didn't listen to before to get it, but I was like, ooh, we should go back to the old days. This episode of Geekcast Radio was recorded on blah, 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 blah. I forget how we used to do that.
That was HETF.
I know, but we used to use it on other things, too. So as you're hearing this, folks, it'll be June 1st, which means 15 years. God, we're old. I just turned 29, and you just turned 29 minus 6, I don't know. 23? Yeah, I think that's right. Wow, I can't believe I do math after 10 p.m. at night. Holy crap, folks. So how the hell have you been?
Yeah, pretty good. Working on a new GCRN business card thing to hand out to people when they're like, oh, you podcast?
Cool. Yeah, I didn't forget how we started out on the network and everything else, but some of these early topics, I'm like, oh my god.
Not that they're bad or anything. And we were very venomous.
Well, yes, but not that they're bad or anything, but like, the fact that I had to do a 0.5 episode for the iPad way back when in 2010, but... And the funny thing is we... The website went online June 1st of 2009, but every episode we did before and after that, nothing is actually listed at June 1st for a podcast episode. And we started with G.I. Joe Resolute. So we started with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. We went to Star Trek, television technology, the iPhone. I don't even use Apple anymore nowadays. Hell no. Thing is rotten in my mind, but it is what it is.
I was forced to use it for a laptop.
Yeah, Macs are all right. They're just ass backwards.
Yeah, they take twice as long to do work.
Because they're the entertainment, supposedly.
Yeah. Faster and cheaper on a PC.
That's true. It's absolutely true. Holy crap, 15 years. Well, the website has gone through a bunch of changes in 15 years. You want to talk about that?
You mean like back in the day when I used to have to hard code the main page?
Uh-huh.
That sucked.
Yeah.
Like whenever we published a new episode, I had to do it.
Yep. It's not that I didn't want to, it's I dumb when it comes to that kind of stuff.
It wasn't even that, it was just that there wasn't a lot of the automations that there are now.
Yeah.
Like, when we started it, there were no automations, pretty much. It was kind of, the Wild West, as far as podcasting and WordPress and stuff like that.
Yeah, WordPress was a whole hell of a lot different back then than it is now.
Like, you had to have a plugin to put YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's built in. Now you used to have to have separate stuff for RSS feeds. Now it's built in. So.
Absolutely. And we wouldn't We wouldn't be here without all the people between Optimus Solo and Peacock Michael, later on Movie Revolt / the Comic Concierge, Dan Clark, everybody that's ever joined me on the pullbag, everybody that's has ever joined us at all, like Lady Wreck and Beatles Diva and all those people. And
Booth Ninja. All the
yep, Mike Booth Ninja Powers. I forgot he was on the My Network TV Has Gone Down the Tubes episode of GCR because, wow. Ooh. Network TV back in 2009, 2010, folks. It was a strange set of circumstances.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just done so much in 15 years, and every time anyone approaches us about the network, it's like, we got 15 years of content. What? Huh? What?
Oh, I know. When I went to go port over recent content, they're like, yeah, you have a lot of episodes.
Well,
and I was like, that we do.
Yes, we do. And I think it's a testament of what we've done all these years. But most people, most web hosting services and whatever else, like when you go to them and say, hey, we have this number of episodes, blah, blah, blah. Most people just start one podcast or maybe two, maybe three. And then they'll start one, they'll finish it, they'll go on to the next one and create another new one. We're insane. And we launched, with the network, we launched Geekcast Radio, Tooncast, Movie We Can Review, and Optimus Solo launched the telecast in the first, before the whole first year was even done. Like, when we launched on June 1st, I think MWire came in July, but I think on that June 1st or right around there, it was GCR, Tooncast, and MWire, and then, or not, MWire was in the telecast, and then MWire was in July of 2009. And we've just, I said to somebody the other day, I said, I don't know if it was Kai or somebody, I was saying something, when we started, and throughout, I would say our first 7 years, at any one time, we had 20 different shows, 20 different unique podcasts going at one time.
Yeah. I mean, at least, I mean, we usually had like 13 at least concurrently going on.
So I was going through my photo archives, and I'm sure you have this as well. You have plenty of photo archives, but this is from a GCRN Year 9 folder where you just made one entire graphic of all the shows. So at the time, way back in year 9, Altered Geek, All Things Transformers, Beyond the Night, Comic Concierge, Cinema Geeks, Double Feature Decades, which I never actually did. I'm actually going to take that idea and fold it into Studio 2009, but that's a topic for another day. GCR and Retro, not GCR and Retro, what the hell was this called?
Well, it was after 2009 because Altered Geek didn't exist till like 2012, 2013.
Well, yeah. This is year 9 of the network is what I'm saying. This is where this image comes from.
I thought you said,
this is where, No. This is year 9. This is where the image comes from. Extreme Retro Gaming, which was Booth Ninja and Art Danner and
Joe Reed. Extreme Retro Gaming lifted off the ground. They did Off the Cuff. I mean, it started as XRG, but it became XRG. Off the Cuff,
yeah,
and
then the cuff,
I was going to revive the name.
Yep. We got Mayhem Mikes for Wrestlers, we got Legends of the Dark Knight, we got Pixels in the Animation, Podcaster Meets World, I can't say Pod Meets World because it's from shows, not us, Powers of Grayskull series, thank God by now we're done. We actually finished, outside of some of the Netflix shows, we actually finished the initial run of that was with Optimus Solo and myself. We initially were going to do the two Filmation shows, New Adventures, and the 2002 Mike Young Productions show. And then Netflix is like, hey, we have the Masters Universe license. We're going to put more shows out. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Let's see. Remote Control, Showtime Synergy, Beast Unleashed, Tooncast, Tooncast Beyond. You never did do the Cyber Dragon Ball.
I did one episode.
One episode of it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Transformation Animation, obviously where I started, TFG1 Podcast, Talking in Circles Podcast, The Pullbag, and Secret Origins. So that's, at least that's what's on this image I have in front of me that I've plastered all over social media at this point, most likely. But yeah, it's been an interesting 15 years, to say the least.
Yeah, it's definitely been that.
Yeah, I think I counted at one point, but I'm not going to count now, but over 20 or 30 or maybe even 50 voice actor and other interviews that we've done, and people I never thought we would get to talk to. David Kay, Gary Chalk, Larry Kenny, Ian James Corlett, Maurice LaMarche. Oh boy, I've told that story plenty of times. If this is the first time you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network, folks, I thought Maurice LaMarche was going to fly from California to Kentucky to kick my ass, because we broke the news that he was the voice of Mr. Freeze in Batman Arkham City. David Kay has been in three times. Rob Paulson's in once or twice. Josh Keaton, Steve Bloom, Tara Strong. And that's just the voice actors. We've done plenty of stuff with Shout Factory way back in the day. You did some specific other interviews for geeks and things like that. Just very, very cool stuff that you never thought you were ever going to do, kind of thing.
No.
And thank you to everybody who has come on for an interview with us, because every single one of them has been a blast. And not to bring this show down, but I look at this interview page, I'm like, that person's no longer with us. That person's no longer with us. I think we've got two or three people that we've interviewed in 15 years that they have passed since we interviewed them. Two of the biggest ones that I can remember off the top of my head is David Wise and Larry DiTilio. Oh, what else? We've done, well, part of that first year, in 2009 and 2010, Kevin, I think you and Kevin, or maybe it was just Kevin at first, sat through clicking through 100 pages of a top 100 animated series list, and then he was like, we can do this better.
Yeah, I think we both did.
Yeah. I think I looked at it and I'm like, okay, let me just see what's on page 56 just to see what that number is. I skipped around. I was not clicking through every single page of the IGN Top 100 Animated Series list at the time, then or now. But we have, I think it's, Toys was our 8th countdown overall? Yeah. Yeah, it was the 8th countdown overall, because we got Toys, Transformers, bunch of animated series, animated films, animated characters. There was a top, we never did do a top 100 video games. You did a top 50 video games, two-part series that you did. We've gone through so many different web designs since 2009. Like, I don't even remember what it is now. I think it's just a world behind the page here.
Yeah, that actually has been around for quite some time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying. It's been around for so long that I don't remember some of the older ones. I think the one I do remember is when you tried to get all the animated characters on each side. There was an animated character, like, you threw Beast Wars Megatron in there, you throw Beast Machines Megatron in there. Because you had shown them to me before, what the background itself would be behind what the actual website is. So I remember some of them, but man, oh boy. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, and what's funny about some of that is do you remember when I used to have to handwrite the RSS feed?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You hated that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you hated that so much.
I was like, dude, this is over. We're done.
I think that was like year two, maybe. By the time year two rolled around, you were like, whatever. We won't last. 15 years later,
well, here we are. I did figure out automations. I'm still working on automations. Pretty much any way I can make it happen.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just been a blast. I can't see myself doing anything else, really. And like you said in the last episode of Geekcast Radio, about when you were talking about the website updates and things like that, and where you're like, yeah, you kind of took over the... Because I need stuff to do. I don't have a regular job. This is my quote-unquote job. So I need to fill my time with some stuff. So, and I remember you taught me a little bit of how to hand code, because I remember some of the HTML stuff that I would have to do to go in to change things and move things around. So
yeah, it was not a lot. No,
it wasn't all. I'm not saying you turned me into a super genius or anything. I'm just saying you did, if you couldn't, like if there was a day or whatever, because you were working two or three different jobs back then where you couldn't get to it, you're like, here, just do this. And you show me an image or you'd write it out. And I'm like, okay, fine, I can do that. I learned some stuff. The editing has always been an evolutionary process for me. I think finding Levelator 2, which I forget when you showed that to me, but ever since then it was like, okay, if the audio is not leveled after this, then it's not my fault.
Yeah, you're like, it's just not happening.
I mean, I listen to every single second going for, like, every episode. No episode is more important or less important than the next episode. I listen through every single one of them. And now, because we record on two tracks, my editing process now is insane. So I take one section of, I take one file, whatever, in Adobe Edition. I open it up and I leave three tracks. Two tracks, like if it's just a conversation between you, like last episode of Geekcast Radio, it's a perfect example with two people. I took my track and I took your track and I made sure they lined up and everything else. And then I just listened through them. And if we had an ad break or if we had a thing where you had to go check on one of your kids or whatever, I'm not saying you did. I'm just using that as an example or something. Like I would just, in that third audio track that I left open, I would just put in a sound effect. So that way, once I export it and then take it through the Levelator and then put it in the actual episode project, I know exactly where to edit that out because the transform sound might be somewhere in there or something. So, yeah, my editing process has definitely changed over the years, and I have learned. This is probably plenty of things I still can learn, but I still have the process of. This is why I don't listen to our episodes after they're online, because I've already listened to them like four times to make sure it's correct before it goes online.
And I get that.
But I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. We are in the middle of by the time you hear this, hopefully it'll be finished, but as a recording, we're in the middle of a whole migration thing. And when you said that and you're like, yeah, don't do anything new with the audio, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just like, okay, well, it means I can get to writing.
Impacted at all.
No, because ever since 2019, it was right before the pandemic started. At the end of 2018, going into 2019, I needed to do something different. I needed to try to do something different. At the time back then, I was still listening to like morning radio and stuff. I don't listen to it anymore because I live in a town where I don't know any of the whatever nowadays, but I would listen to them like, oh, that's a good idea. I should do that. And then I was like, okay, TFG on Mic 365. And the whole idea is I write something, one entry per day for 365 days, the entire year. I think in 2019, I got out like 60 days. So 2 months worth of writing versus a whole year. From 2019 to 2023, I was going through a bunch of stuff out in life, so didn't do anything with that. And then 2023, when things finally settled down, I decided to bring it back, and I think I wrote something like 64, 66 days, so. And as of right now, in 2024, I don't even know what it's up to now, but the thought is, you wake up, you either look at something on the internet, and you give your opinion of it or whatever, or if you, like, I've got so many ideas in the boilerplate for, and at this point I'm just backdating the writing, so if it's day 10 and whatever, later this year, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to do an entry where I talk about the fact that it's been 30 years since I first started writing in 1994. 1994 was the first time I started writing poetry back in, I was 14, so that would be middle school. Good Lord, I'm so old. So yeah.
Yeah, I used to write a lot more than I do now. I used to edit a lot more too, but
yep.
I'll slowly get back there again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. I remember a couple of times when you wanted to get back into the editing. I'm like, I use this, this, and this. Oh, you're still using that. I'm like, yeah, it works. I'll use that. As long as it works, I'll use it. Don't need to go out and find new stuff if the stuff we've been using for so long, like intro clips and things like that. You're like, oh, that's the HGTF. Yeah, that's the HGTF theme I'm using. And you're like, that's from like year three. I'm like, hey. You know, I've gone through and I've created a few new ones and done a few different things and everything else, but none of this wouldn't be, you know, between all the work you put in, between all the work I put in, and honestly, all the work Optimus Solo and Dan puts in, and Peacock Corp Michael, and just everybody that just shows up to talk, even if they're just showing up to talk with us. Thank you to everybody, because this journey would not, and thank you to those who have listened to us. My buddy Joshua Leonard, he listens to us all the time. Who else? There's Bondo Mike, he listens to us all the time. I'm trying to think. I think what's interesting for me, like when I was a podcast listener from about 2006 to 2008, every podcast I listened to, I interacted with. Maybe it's just how I am, but like if they wanted me to send a feedback email, or if they, you know, once social media really took off between Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, it's like, oh, send us a tweet or do this or that. I was always so active as a listener, giving feedback or giving thoughts as I listened to episodes, things like that. And that's one thing, we've gotten a lot of feedback in 15 years, but not as much as I would have thought we would have gotten.
Well, we don't get as much anymore.
Right.
As we used to.
Yeah. And hopefully that'll change this year.
I've already noticed an uptick in downloads since I essentially neutered the ads. I'm still waiting to hear back from our present host.
People. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less, well, less said about that, the better. and we... like I said, we've created a bunch of new shows. We've brought back some shows that were retired, things like that. And it's just fun. At the end of the day, even though it's a lot of hard work, it's just still fun for me to do it. The entire process.
No, and I agree with you. I mean, there have been some shows I've tried to retire. There's been some shows I've had to bring back.
Uh-huh.
ETF.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, I still enjoy talking about some of them.
Yeah.
Like, and some of them we've actually retired.
Yep. Well, and that was the thing. Like, not every show has to be currently as of 2024. There hasn't been any new Knight Rider stuff in a long time. I mean, unless Dion and I are just going to go to YouTube and search for YouTube Knight Rider, search for Knight Rider remixes and review people who have done remixes of the theme song. There is no Knight Rider television show, to my knowledge. Currently, there is no Knight Rider comic. There was one. It got two collected editions out of it. Lion Forge used to do that. I don't know where that license is now. You and I kind of have been talking Power Rangers lately since you've been into that, but like Scotty and I haven't done a From the Command Center. Scott, I don't know. Scotty has had whatever life stuff going on with him. I don't know. I haven't really caught up with him that much. I actually tried to, I asked him, what do you like to do? Because I think as of right now, I have to look at a different thing here, but I think we're, as of right now, either right, whatever the next episode was going to be from the Command Center was going to be the 70th episode. And I had messaged him and I said, hey, you want to come on and do kind of a catch up? Well, I don't have a computer to do this, or I don't have a computer to do that, or whatever it was. And I'm not blaming him. That's just what he told me. I'm like, oh, okay. But you and I did some of the comics, and then my buddy Jesse Raz and I did the comics, and we finished those off for Power Rangers. Legends of the Dark Knight. Again, some of these things were meant to be. One, like Mass Mayhem, there isn't, I mean, yeah, we could cover the Mass comics that IDW did briefly, but like once you run through those 75 episodes, there's that, it's a single endpoint. Showtime Synergy, unless there's Gem Comics out there right now, which I know there aren't, You know, it's the 25 episodes for the television show and then whatever other episodes for the comics at the time. Beast Wars and Beast Machines with the Beast Unleashed. There's only so much you can do with that. Yes, we did bring it back with the Beast Wars comic that IDW did. Same thing with TFG1. I still plan on... That's an interesting thing, though. TFG1 was only 24 episodes initially, not counting supplementals or any kind of update episode, but generally, from Season 1, Episode 1 to Season 4, Episode 98, that was it. That's all it was going to be for Generation 1, whereas now I'm thinking, oh, we could do 15 years of TFG1, and we could interview people about their thoughts on Generation 1 or whatever. I haven't really done anything with that yet, but like that was the thought of bringing that back kind of thing. And probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this episode, as you folks are hearing it, on all of these feeds. At least most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. So that way everybody's like, oh, it's been 15 years. We should check in with them. Yeah, you should. But like, and same thing with Transformation Animation. Animated had, you know, however many episodes Transformers Animated had. Like, we specifically were doing start, end for certain shows, whereas Geekcast Radio or Tooncast or Movie We Can Review or Altered Geek or All Things Transformers, hello, it's in the name, All Things Transformers. There's tons of Transformers stuff happening all the time. So there's...
That there is.
You know, and to a certain extent, same thing with Star Trek. Yeah, I know there are plenty of people out there besides us that do a whole Star Trek podcast all the time with the various things, but, you know, it is what it is. And it just kind of worked. It just kind of worked for us, where we could go and talk about general geeky things on Geekcast Radio, or bring up geeky topics on Altered Geek, or get certain interviews for any of the shows. Like I mentioned earlier, after 15 years, I can't believe half the guests we've gotten.
There's still plenty out there. It is quite surprising, to be honest.
Yeah, there's still plenty out there that we would love to get, but... very grateful for the ones we've gotten. And as I mentioned, you know, David Kay has been on 3 times. I think, and I'm not trying to brag or anything about this, but I think we have the Guinness Book of World Records, potentially, and I doubt this is actually true, but the Guinness Book of World Records of interviewing Stan Bush. I know he is if not the longest running recurring interview guest, because every time the man puts a new album out, I'm like, hey Stan, you want to come on the show and talk about the new album? And he shows up. You got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you're about to transform and roll out only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
And it's just fun because you create a, you know, rapport with these guests and you tell them, hey, next time you want to come on to promote something or anything, any new projects or anything, let us know. And that's how we've gotten those return guests and things like that. We've had plenty of collaborations over the years outside of the network. Mark Baumgarten, Eduardo M. Freire, and everybody over at Marku 42. We've been syndicating their stuff for years now, and that's something we don't do. I tried Doctor Who, but I don't know if it was the way somebody told me to watch the thing, or if I watched it wrong, or whatever, but basically someone was like, oh, you just need to watch this one episode, then watch this, then watch this. And this is the specific 2005 and forward. And this is the this is not classic Doctor Who from the 60s. This is the modern one that they told me to do. And somebody told me to watch the I think it was the Rose episode or something or other. And I was just like, yeah, this ain't for me. And that's the greatest thing about our partner program, even though we don't promote it as much as we should or as much as we used to. We can have people like Mark and his team come in, and we can have a Doctor Who podcast on the network that isn't you and I doing it, because even I get stretched thin at times.
And it gets, you know, there's certain topics we just don't care.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and that's fine. Like, we even though we would love to be the ultimate geek hub, we can't fit all of geekdom into the Geekcast Radio Network. It's just not possible. Because geekdom is just so large. Like, there's 7 billion people on this planet, and at least God knows what the percentages of that is our geeks, no matter what age they are, young, old, whatever. And that's why I like going, like, if I go on somebody else's show, or if you go on somebody else's show, usually it was when we would do that, it was usually like something we don't talk about, but we may have watched it, or we may have heard it, or we may have this, or we may have that kind of thing. With the name, I do remember this email thing. I don't think we ever did anything with it because I think we actually turned it down. Apparently somebody thought we were a radio station once. Because I remember you forwarded me an email. Happened. Yeah, I remember you. Well, because hello, Geekcast Radio. Just if you use that part of the name, they assume that it's a radio station. I just had to explain to them, no, we're a podcast network. We talk about movies and TV shows and cartoons and many geeky different things.
So what where the future goes, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. You know, it's all about that imperfection when it comes to futures, right?
Yep.
Life is like a box of podcasts. You never know what you're going to listen to.
And only time will tell. I mean, we played around with a bunch of different ideas over the years, like possibly doing subscriptions, possibly doing live streams, possibly doing some other stuff. And one, it helped me in my job market because I knew how to do some of these things. But I got to play around with it. I got to set it up. I got to try it out. And it worked. I could never pull the trigger on the live stream because we just didn't have the infrastructure at the time to do it.
Right.
And then as far as the membership thing, I thought about like selling like bonus content for us and having like memberships and subscribers and that kind of stuff. And then I was kind of looking at where people were, mm-hmm. you know, career wise, economy wise. And I was like, this is not a great idea.
Yeah.
And we ended up scrapping the idea.
Yep.
And funny enough, now podcast hosts are like, hey, let's charge people to watch your shows on top of commercials or aside from commercials. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it taken off the way people think.
Yeah, not for us specifically, because a perfect example. I don't care what podcast it is. I don't care what video series it is. Whoever it is, I don't care. But if somebody has a Patreon and they say, "Oh, well, if you pay us $1 or $2, you can get the episode early." I'm gonna do all the work on the episode and put it out when I want to put it out. You'll get the damn podcast when I give it to you. I don't think anyone's gonna pay me for 2-day early access. Kind of thing. And honestly, most of the time, because my recording is such as it is, where I'm recording all the time, there was a week and a half to 2 weeks at the end of 2023 where, besides what you and I do with Altered Geek or with Toycast or with Studio, whatever we're doing, outside of the nights that you and I record, I was recording every other single night for like 2.5 weeks. Studio 2000, I said this in, I think, last week's episode. I can actually look now that I have the website pulled up. But Studio 2009, I think it had close to 17 releases between Halloween and New Year's Eve last year.
What?
Only because I was doing so many things with it and so many whatevers with it. And yeah, I just normally, and I've said this before and people know this for the last 15, 16 years I've been doing it. Normally I slow down by Halloween. I'm like, okay, it's turning into holiday season and no one's, you know, really going to, even with even after coming out of the pandemic and everything else, like, no one's really going to pay attention to stuff that much during holiday time. Sometimes they might, most times they won't. And it is what it is. But, yeah, normally by Halloween, I slow down for 2 months. Between Halloween and New Year's Eve, I'm like, okay, let's cut back. Let's do, like, a little special thing here. Like, let's do the Christmas episode if we want to do one. Let's go ahead and do the New Year's Eve episode so we can kind of close out the year and go into the new year kind of thing. And, yeah, starting November 30th of last year, there were, between then and December 31st, there were at least 11 new episodes of Studio 2009. I just kind of went hog wild, and I'm like, okay, let's just do it. I don't know if it was something where I just needed to get through Christmas or if I just needed to do whatever, but I just was on a recording kick. I've tried to, like, if I do a whole recording week, like I said, if I record with you, if I record with somebody else, if I record with somebody else, unless the episode has to be out that week, most of the other recordings I'm doing are pre-recordings, so I can just leave it until the next week. And then that next week, I'll do one or two shows recording, but the rest of that second week would be me editing stuff and getting it ready to go. And we don't even want to bring up the top 100 Transformers characters countdown. That was insane. You want to talk about it insane? I was out of my Mother Megatron mind, because, 100 hours it took me to do that, and I was counting it in real time. I think it was the first time, by the time I published this article, which was March of 2022, so in 2021, I'm about to lose my voice, so start talking.
Ooh, technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, you're talking about the top 100s, right?
Yeah, the Transformers one specifically.
Yeah, that one, I remember you spent way too much time on that. But so did I. I did a lot of the numbers by doing the voiceover.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. But, like, what does it take to produce a podcast? Outside of the recordings that we record, what does it take? Well, for the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown, how we've always done our countdowns when animation is or live action or whatever is involved, we usually get a clip of the character. So we need a clip for Barricade, we need a clip for Megatron, we need a clip for Soundwave, we need a clip for Optimus Prime, Rodimus Prime, and all this stuff. So that was the first part of it, was getting all the clips. And getting all the clips for the intro, because those, I think it's 7 episodes for the Top 100, I don't know, whatever. Anyway. You know, we did a specific intro where Optimus Solo or myself or you would say something, and then a clip of whichever character would interrupt us kind of thing. But yeah, I remember between those 7 episodes, like I said, in total, over a week and a half, it was 100 hours of work. And I'm not complaining when I say that, I'm just stating the fact. It was 100 hours worth of work for just under 12 hours of published, produced audio content. And I remember, I think it's either part 4 or part 5. One of the parts, at the time, because this was when Karen was still alive, she's like, are you coming to bed? No, I gotta finish this. 30 minutes later, she walked out 30 minutes later. Literally, my head is hanging down like this. She's like, are you awake? I'm like, yeah. And I had to realign 4 different audio tracks because I fell asleep editing with my hand on the mouse. And then for some odd reason, I kept clicking and I had to go back and fix stuff. And yeah, that was a lot. But at the end of the day, though, I'm still really proud of that. Regardless of whatever I went through during the production, we have what I would like to think is the ultimate Transformers Characters Countdown. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the best overall, blah, 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 blah. But we have a full-on audio-produced countdown that if people want to listen to it, if they want to hear our specific opinions on what these 100 Transformers characters are, here you go. The top 100 any of the countdowns, honestly. any of them. And yeah, so it was just one of those things where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to finish this tonight. I don't know if I'm going to. I remember there was one, it was either episode 3 or 4, where it literally was, unless I had to go to the bathroom, I was awake for 13 and a half hours editing one of those episodes. And I just had to, I just had to do it. I just had, trying my best, even though we are explicit here at the Geekcast Radio, I just had to fucking do it. I just wanted to get it done. I wanted to get it to the point where I could export the damn thing and just have it be done before I go to sleep. And I would, I remember that night or that morning or whatever the hell it was, Karen went to bed at the time, and by the time she was getting up for the next morning, I was going to bed because it was just like, yeah. And I think I slept for like a day and a half after that because I was tired as hell. But everything I've just said, folks, it's not a complaint. I'm not complaining about it at all. It's just how it was. That was just what I was doing because I needed to I wanted to get it done. Not that there was a deadline or anything or all that. I just want, as we recorded those parts, if I didn't, like, if we recorded parts 1 and part 2, before we recorded part 3, I had parts 1 and part 2 edited and complete. By the time we finished recording part 3 and we're starting to record part 4, part 3 was finished editing and ready to go. I just wanted to have some sort of linear thing of doing it on top of the other one, because if I waited too long, we published that during the holiday season that year. I remember that. I would forget. That's what happens a lot of times nowadays, ever since. So this was 2021. 2 years before that, I had brain surgery. If it's not right in front of me and I'm not working on it right then and there, most of the time I will forget. Thank God spoilers don't affect me. Spoilers never really affected me anyway, but I always tell people now, spoilers won't affect me, because by the time I get to reading or listening to or watching whatever it is or playing whatever video game it is, I will have forgotten whatever the hell was spoiled to me. That's just the way my brain works. What else do you want to say for the 15th anniversary, or are we about done?
I think that about wraps it. I mean, I've got a ton of ideas planned for this year, as we eclipse the 15-year mark. So we'll see what happens.
I can only imagine what 5 years from now is going to happen. I bet my beard will be whiter than it is now.
You never know.
Hey, you never know. Maybe it was just a Santa Claus filter. Who knows? I don't know. Again, folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everybody who has ever contributed, even if you're just someone who threw in a top 100 list to us. Like I said in the beginning of the show, Peacock Court Michael, Optimus Solo, Comic Concierge / Movie Rule Dan, everybody that I have ever had on the pullbag, Ryan and even Flo Merkley, Ryan and I have done a lot of stuff with the pullbag, and that just hit its 12th anniversary? No. 11th. I don't know what the hell. 2013 to 2024. Yeah, 11th. Yeah, in the 11th year. Whatever, anyway. It's funny, I actually just released... I just wrote up a road to 600 and 700 episodes for the pullbag. I don't think any of the other pod... No one's as ambitious as I am with the pullbag. I don't think any other podcast that we ever do is going to eclipse the pullbag's episode number. I'm insane.
So they say.
But, yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We got a bunch of cool stuff coming this year for 15 years and other stuff. And we are still in the process of figuring out relaunching Future Imperfect, which is now Altered Trek. So we've got that going on. The pullbag. We've got whatever I'm doing with the pullbag. Tooncast, we're going to record something for that. Recently, I forget what the hell the topic was, but we were going to record an episode of Tooncast. And I'm sure we'll have a whole bunch of other stuff for this year as well. And yes, folks, this was actual intelligence, not artificial intelligence, that brought you this podcast episode. Close us out.
Thank you, as always, for listening to Geekcast Radio and the Geekcast Radio Network and all of the podcasts on the network. We thank you greatly. You can, of course, comment on the episode on the website or on our social media platforms. You can subscribe to us on your favorite podcatcher, as long as they don't go out of business. I'm looking at you, Stitcher and Google Podcast.
Yeah, but, Google Podcast.
But yeah, so until next time, unleash the geek in you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,